So I'd like to just put together a little bit the two ideas that we saw. The perspective on Rashi, we saw from Peyashua in Daf 10, Daf Yud, together with the Rosh, right, back on Daf Dalet, okay? And to may suggest an approach to why it is that there's no Sphira within Rashi, okay? So again, the Rosh says that basically in the Itztaba case, right, what you have is you have a Hechsher Sukkah, the minimal sukkana, and then you have Pesel Yotze. Okay, says the Rid, we mean Pesel Yotze, but this is not Kasher Sach, right? It's Lamal Mechaf, it's like Shvut and Shabarza, and therefore, number one, how can you view it as an extension of the? How can you say that the Sach, including the non-Istaba section of Sach, which is Sach Pasul, defines the area of the sukkah and thereby encompasses everything in the sukkah, the whole area in the sukkah, as Rashi says. How can you view it all as one big sach, but half of it's sach and half of it's shvud and shal barzel? It's mal mechav. And how can you be yotze sitting in a part of the sukkah that's, you know, sach, that's sach pasul? How does that work? Basically, we saw that's really one issue. It really comes down to the question of, are we talking about Tzach or not talking about Tzach? If we're talking about Tzach, if Lamal Mechaf is really Tzach, so then, if it's not Tzach possible, it's really Tzach, it's not Shum Shal Barzel, so then we can't say Pesel Yotze. And we can say that there's the area that's the Sukkah, and then everything else is included, is brought into the Sukkah, is an extension of the Sukkah, and that's fine and good. That's Pesel Yotze. The problem that we saw is that works very nicely according to Rabbeinu Tam, right? In Tam and Bet here, where, to, you know, just read inside for 1 second, where Tosu quotes Rabbeinu Tam here on Tam and Bet and says, go line here, okay, the Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, it's like about half a dozen thin lines from the end. Okay, the thin lines. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish to Lamala Me Esrim Lo Chashiv Sach Pasul Meachar She'ein Apsul Ela Machma Gova. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't think that this is Sach Pasul. So that's fine according to Rabbeinu Tam, but Rashi happens not to hold that way. As we saw, that Rashi and Yoram and Aleph says that if the top sukkah were l'mal mechaf, we'd be concerned about kamitzdarev schach pasul b'hadei schach kasher. So how do you use Rabbeinu Tam, right, about the same thing? We're talking about l'mal mechaf, we're not talking about different things. L'mal mechaf, Rabbeinu Tam says, that's not schach pasul, don't worry about being mitzdarev. But Rashi says, we are concerned about being mistaken because it's tzach pasul, and if it's tzach pasul, right? So how do we go and say that this is pesel hayotze? Pesel hayotze, Rashi himself says, what does pesel hayotze mean? It means tzach that extends outside of the area of the sukkah and thereby defines it as part of the sukkah. That's only if it's tzach. But Rashi told us here that this is not. Right? So, how do we reconcile it? So, I really think that the two issues are interrelated. Why? Because let's think about it for a moment. According to Rashi, what does it mean that kamitztarei schach pasul b'hadei schach kasher? Remember, it's in that context that Rashi tells us that l'mal mechaf is schach pasul. Correct? What does that mean for Rashi? What does it mean that it's mitzarev kamitzarev schach pasul b'hadei schach kasher? What does that mean?
Because
it's mevatel, you can have a case in which it's not mevatel also. In other words, I can have a case where there's 40% of kasher schach, right, and then I have 10% that would also become mitzarev. So it's not dafka because, it's just that the fact that it's mevatel makes it a certain kind of case, makes it a chamata, you know, a case where you need. So, but that's a subcategory. But what does kametzarif mean? Kametzarif means, what's the psul of kametzarif?
It's half puzzle form, the
hashir sukkah. Okay, that tzach puzzle provides, or right, furnishes part of the tzilat merubah, the requisite amount of tzel, and therefore it's a problem. Okay? So, if that's the case, what type of a halacha is kametz tarif? What kind of a halacha is kametz tarif schach pasul behadisa? In generic terms, what kind of halacha is it? What's the concept here? What kind of a psul is this? And we say that that if you're kametz tarif schach pasul behadisa kasher, that the sukkah is psula, what kind of a psul is that? I know it's a very vague question. I understand that, but I don't know how to ask it any more specific without giving you the answer. that's what I mean. Okay, so let me tell you what I'm getting at. According to Rashi, the issue of kametz tarev is not that let's take even by the Ilan, okay? Let's take by the Ilan, before we get to Lamal Nechad. Why is it that this sukkah that's tachat ha'ilam, meaning the branches of the ilam, not a whole, you know, layer, but that where the branches are chamat meruba, why is it that sukkah that's under the branches of the ilam, not the whole ilam, but it's the branches, why is that sukkah possible? I know it comes to start, but what does that mean? So therefore it's possible because but we could say it better. We could say it more accurately. It's because the kasher schach does not generate sufficient sale. You understand why that's more accurate? Right. But my point is, what I'm getting at is, the problem is that there's something lacking. It's not that the mechubar, if you look how Rashi puts it, we'll get back to it in a second, it's not that the mechubar passels it, right? It's not like there's something in the sukkah that's, you know, a mum, that's a pgam, that's, you know, that ruins it. That's not the point. The point is that I don't have enough kosher schach, in effect. Because the schach puzzle doesn't count. If you go back to Rashi, what does Rashi say? How come it's tzarif schach puzzle, mechubar schach puzzle hu, dechtiv, etc., etc. Alma talish ba'inan, umehani tzel ha'ilan l'tzel ha'schach l'hashlim tzilata shel sukkah. Okay, or down here comes tzarif v'nimsa misachik mechubar v'afal pi shehu rachok v'vdal marbehu et hatzel. Listen to this line. V'tzarich liyot tzilata meruba machmata levad mizeh. Hear those last words of Rashi? It's not because the intrusion of the mechubar ruins the sukkah, right? In the case, it's not that there's there's you know, this is something not kosher here, so it ruins the sukkah. No, there isn't enough sale provided by the schach kosher to define the schach.
It's like it causes it to be, it's like second.
But the point is that it's a lack of something,
right?
And that's the key point here. Is even in the mechubar case, it's not because mechubar is a psul, but because it's pasul schach. Right? Therefore, it doesn't count. And since it doesn't count, I'm left with an insufficient sale generated by the schach, right, by what is really the schach, to call it schach. Okay? And if I put over my thing, I put one twig, so I don't have schach. Period. It's batal. And it's not batal in the sense that I view that twig as if it's not there, and if it's hutz and yotze, it's, you know. But it is batal in the sense that there isn't a schach. There isn't an entity of a schach, right? As we saw by the tachad, you know, cases. So that's the issue for Rashi. Not saying for everyone, but for Rashi, that's the issue. Okay. It's a good question whether this is true for Rabbeinu Tam, but it's certainly true for Rashi. Okay. Well, let me start Rabbeinu Tam because we're as we said at the very beginning. If we understand Rashi, we'll be in good shape. Therefore, what can I say about Tzvach L'mal Mechav? Okay, or to put it differently, what must I say about Tzvach L'mal Mechav from the perspective of Rashi in order to say that it's considered to be Kametzarif? What's the minimum that I need to say, and thereby the most that I know for sure? Okay, what is the minimum that needs to be true about Schach L'mal Mechav, okay, for Rashi to disagree with Rabban Tam here, given Rashi's whole perspective on the sugya? I mean, in light of everything else Rashi says, what must we say about Schach L'mal Mechav in order to apply Rashi's approach, to apply Kametzarev from within the perspective of Rashi's approach? Is that now a clear question? No? Okay, but that's like very roundabout. you're definitely, and what you're saying is right, but let's see if we can, like, you know, crystallize it. Let's put it into sharp focus. So what must I say about the schach? I'll ask the question clear and then you can give me a clear answer. Either but points like this. What I want to know, I'm not asking you about Kametzarev, I'm asking you about what it's doing in this case. I'm saying, in general, what must I say in general about Tzach L'mal Mechav such that it's going to be a problem Kametzarev in our case? But the question I'm asking about is not about the Kametzarev case, I'm asking you about Tzach, what must I say about, what's the minimum I need to say about Tzach L'mal Mechav according to Rashi in the sugya? No, that's something specific to this context. I'm saying about schach in
shape.
Is that what I'm saying? What? So say it again. I'm missing the point. So what are you saying? I'm now missing the story you said. Right, but that doesn't tell me something bad. I mean, that's true, but that's not the thing. But what can you tell me about the status of Tzach L'mal Mechav? What does Rashi need to say about Tzach L'mal Mechav? Is it necessary to say that it's like Mechubar? And if not, in what way is it different? You know what I'm saying? I want to extrapolate, I want to know what do I need to plug in here about Tzach L'mal Mechav in general, such that it's going to... Mechubar, okay, l'chodeh, Mechubar is Tzach Pasu, right? That's, by every day, it's Tzach Pasu, okay? Now, if it's Tzach Pasu, you're certainly going to say Kametzarev, that's for sure. What if I have something that's not as bad as Mechubar? Okay, so it's not as bad as Mechubar. Could I still say Kametzarev? And if so, what would that be in generic terms?
What would make it not as bad as Mechubar?
That's what I'm asking you. Okay, so maybe that's not it. Maybe there's something else. What I'm getting at is this. I don't think that you can infer from Rashi here that Tzach L'mal Mechaf is like Mechubar. It may well be that Tzach L'mal Mechaf, as Rabbeinu Tam said, that he would agree with Rabbeinu Tam, essentially, okay, that essentially we agree with Rabbeinu Tam in terms of Rabbeinu Tam's definition of L'mal Mechaf, okay, but nonetheless disagree in terms of the sugya because of how he understands Kamen Tzarif. Okay, in other words, the disagreement between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam may not so much be about how to understand L'mal Mechaf, it may be much more about how to understand Kamen Tzarif. So let me explain to you what I mean by that, at least in terms of the L'mal Mechaf part, which is what our topic is. What I'm saying is like this. If Kametz Tarev is not about passeling the sukkah, right? But it means that it doesn't count. So therefore, I'm left with too little schach kasher. All I really know from Rashi in this sugya about schach l'mal mechaf is what? Exactly, that it's not, I'm going to say it a little more accurately, I think, or a little more precisely, and that is, it's not capable of being machshir the sukkah. It's not tzach, right, kasher, in the positive sense, right? It's, in effect, it's like neutral tzach, right? And it's tzach, you don't have to argue with Rabbeinu Tam and say this is not tzach because it's l'mal mechaf. There's no reason that you need to say that. All Rashi has to say is that Tzach L'mal Mechav cannot make a sukkah into a sukkah. Okay? Period. Not that different from Rabbeinu Tam. But once you say that it can't be Machshir the sukkah, then in terms of Kametz Tarif, it's the same as Mechubah. Because what we're talking here is about the lack of a Hechshir, not a Psul. Right? Notice, you don't have to say there's something wrong with L'mal Mechav in order to say Kametz Tarif. Because Kametz Tarif just means you don't have enough Tzach Kasher. You understand what I'm saying? Given Rashi's explanation of Kametz Tarif, right, that the point is that you don't have enough of that which needs to provide the tzel to make this into a sukkah, so you don't have to say, like the Rid, that it's like Shrudim Shel Barzel, right? You don't have to say that this is like Science Mekabel Tomo or even Mechubar. You don't have to say that at all. All you have to say is that the X percent that's coming, of Tzel, that's coming from this, doesn't count in terms of being Master of the Sukkah.
Right. So
what I think Rashi is saying, and again, so once you say this, we can go back to the Rush very comfortably. In other words, the Rush is saying that if you're asking where is there schach, right? Where is the sukkah? Because there's schach. So the answer is that this is all schach, this is all sukkah. There's no difference. In other words, I can have, think about it, I have one long piece of wood, right, that's going from one end of the sukkah to the other at the same height. It's the same piece of wood, right? And the only difference is where it is relative to the ground, because I've raised the ground in one place. So Rashi says, don't tell me that this is schach and this is not schach. This is all one roof. This is all one schach. It's all one schach. And therefore, it's Pesel Hayotzeh. But the difference is that the part over here is machshir the sukkah. The part over here is not machshir the sukkah. Okay? In that sense, the non-istabah part is schach pasul. It would not have made the sukkah. But understand that Rabbeinu Tam would agree with that also. Right? Rabbeinu Tam would not say, when Rabbeinu Tam says, right, Tosafot quotes Rabbeinu Tam, schach l'mal mechaf is not schach pasul. But does that mean that if I have my sukkah and I am and I cover it entirely with schach l'mal mechav, so it's fine?
No.
Clearly not, right? That's clearly not true. And Rabbi Natan says, that's a whole Mishnah and the sugyan ted and yud, that everything's predicated on that. So it's not that it's machshir. So Rabbi Natan says it's not schach psula, but it also is not machshir the sukkah.
So why is it?
Rashi, I think, would say the same thing, except that Rashi has a particular pshad in Kamitztarif, which is the context in which Rashi is speaking on Daf Ten and Daf Yud. Okay? And he's saying that Kamitztarif means, what do you mean psula? Psula means that it doesn't qualify for what we need over here. What we need over here is for the sale to come. You know, Tzilat Merubah has to come from a valid source that's in a positive sense Machshir. So this is Schach Psula in terms of that. I mean, that doesn't mean that, it's Shludim Shabarzel, right? It's still part of the Schach. It's still the Min of the Schach. It's still the same thing. It's the same board. It's the same board even at the same elevation, you know, relative to ground level. It's just that in the context of this Sukkah, you know, part of it's kasher and part of it's pasul in terms of providing the hechsher of the sukkah. Okay? And once you say that, I think that we understand very well what the Rosh is saying. What the Rosh is saying, you know, is the fact that the Rosh uses Rabbeinu Tam is not at all problematic, because the point on which Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi are arguing is not about how to understand the schach l'mal mechaf. It's about how to understand the halacha of kametz tarif. And once you say that, so then there's nothing wrong with using Rabbeinu Tam as an expression of an idea that Rashi has no reason to necessarily disagree with. And on the contrary, from the Sugya and Daf Dal, it seems he absolutely accepts. Right. Okay, this, I think, is the basic answer in a nutshell to what we're discussing so far. I'd like to take it one step further, but please, first. So you want to know on what point he's disagreeing. Okay, that's a whole other, you know, dimension to the sugya. Okay, it's like, you know, as I said, we're focusing on Rashi Shita, only touching on others to the degree that it's, you know, directly relevant. But nonetheless, I think we have seen enough to have a little bit of a picture of that. Okay, but that's a good question. That's certainly a question that you need to ask, is that, you know, we have to look at, first of all, everything that Rabbi Natan says, and, you know, have sugya, and he Tosa explains to some degree why Rabbi Natan didn't like this pshat, you know. But, okay. One way of looking at that's okay. It's safe. Okay, so we're basically okay with that? Okay.